This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at low back pain and cooled radiofrequency therapy, hypermobile joints in children, and finally a story about stress and physical activity. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Igloe. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 403, recorded March 29th, 2013. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by DaVinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the DaVinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Igloe, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Two studies recently published in the journal Pain Medicine show the efficacy of minimally invasive cooled radiofrequency for treating discogenic and sacroiliac joint low back pain. This according to a press release from the manufacturer of the products that were studied. Radiofrequency neurotomy is recognized as an effective minimally invasive treatment for chronic pain originating in the facet joints. But in order to deliver relief for patients, successful radiofrequency lesioning requires reaching the pain source. Investigators enrolled 59 patients in the first randomized study. 29 patients received cooled radiofrequency treatment with intradiscal bioculoplasty, and 30 patients served as controls. The results showed, compared to controls, there were significant decreases in pain, disability, and opioid use in the IDB group. The second group, which was conducted in Europe, was a retrospective chart review of 126 patients with sacroiliac joint pain who were treated with cooled radiofrequency. In the study's one-year results, 67% of patients stopped or decreased their opioid use, 48% of patients had significant decreases in pain scores, and 85% of patients noted an improved quality of life after treatment. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Children were twice as likely to develop musculoskeletal pain in certain joints when those joints were hypermobile, according to study results published recently in Arthritis Care and Research. According to the study's authors, this study provides the first prospective evidence that adolescents who display joint hypermobility are at increased risk of developing musculoskeletal pain as they get older, particularly in the shoulder, knee, ankle, or feet. The results show that 4.6% of children had hypermobile joints by age 14, and 45% of these children reported joint pain that lasted one day or more at the age of 18 years. Among the participants, 16.1% had low back pain, 8.9% had upper back pain, 8.9% also had neck pain, 9.5% had shoulder pain, and 8.8% had knee pain, while 6.8% had foot and ankle pain. For the spine, hands, elbows, and hips, investigators found no correlation between hypermobility and musculoskeletal pain. According to the author of the study, further investigation of increased joint pain in teens is warranted to determine if the long-term effects of joint hypermobility puts them at risk for developing osteoarthritis later in life. As always, discuss all spinal-related issues with your qualified healthcare professionals, such as your doctor of chiropractic. Children who undertake more physical activity not only have more optimal physical health, but also enjoy better mental health. However, the pathways by which physical activity affects well-being remain unclear. A recent study published in the Journal of Endocrinology and Metabolism examined whether objectively measured daytime physical activity was associated with diurnal hypothalamic pituitary adrenal cortical axis activity, that's HPAA activity, and HPAA responses to psychosocial stress. Physical activity was assessed with wrist-worn accelerometers. Overall physical activity and percentage of time spent in vigorous physical activity, that's vigorous physical activity, were categorized by sex into thirds. Salivary cortisol was measured diurnally and in response to the Trier Social Stress Test for Children, that's T-R-I-E-R, Social Stress Test for Children. The study concluded that these results suggest that children with lower levels of daytime physical activity have higher hypothalamic pituitary adrenal cortical axis activity in response to stress. These findings may offer insight into the pathways of physical activity on physical and mental well-being. Remember to discuss all exercise-related issues with your qualified healthcare professional. Please surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Roger Miller. Some people walk in the rain. Others just get wet. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.